From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is meeting with Chinese President Hu Jintao as part of his week-long tour of Asia. He arrived in Beijing earlier today after holding a town hall meeting with Chinese university students in Shanghai. He told the students that the U.S. and China have come closer together in recent years.
In 1979, trade between the United States and China stood at roughly $5 billion. Today, it tops over $400 billion each year.
Mr. Obama also said there are few global challenges that can be solved unless the U.S. and China cooperate. He also spoke out against censorship, saying the free flow of information on the Internet should be encouraged. The U.N. Food and Agriculture Agency, the FAO, has opened a summit in Rome today, but international aid groups warn that the three-day event might be a waste of time. There won't be any targets or deadlines to end the chronic hunger suffered by more than a billion people. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
FAO had called the summit in the hopes of winning a clear pledge from world leaders to spend $44 billion a year to help poor nations feed themselves. But the final draft contains only a general commitment to pump more money into agricultural development in an effort to cut in half the number of hungry by 2015. It also urges rich nations to reverse the decline in agricultural aid, which dropped from 19% in 1980 to under 4% in 2006. Aid agencies Oxfam and ActionAid warned last week that the summit is shaping up to be a missed opportunity, a waste of time and money. A sign of the lack of international commitment is the absence at the summit of leaders of the Group of Eight most industrialized countries, except for host Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
NASA is optimistic about today's planned launch of Space Shuttle Atlantis. Officials say the countdown is going smoothly, and this afternoon's launch time weather forecast for Kennedy Space Center is looking good. From member station WMFE, Judith Smelzer reports.
NASA says there's only a slim chance of weather interfering with the afternoon launch. The agency's Steve Payne says there haven't been any technical problems with Atlantis either.
After many, many months of hard work, STS-129, Atlantis and her crew are nearly ready to fly. We've had a very clean countdown to date and are currently on schedule with no problems to report.
Atlantis is scheduled for an 11-day mission to the International Space Station. The primary goal is to deliver more than 27,000 pounds of spare parts to the outpost. NASA is trying to take up as many replacement parts as possible before the space shuttles are retired, since most of the equipment is too heavy to fit on any other spacecraft. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smelser in Orlando.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Researchers are questioning the effectiveness of a widely prescribed heart drug. A new study suggests a much cheaper drug may be better at preventing heart disease. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The new study looked at ezetimibe, the main ingredient in the drug Zetia and Vytorin, compared to a B vitamin called niacin that costs far less. Patients with heart disease got one or the other, along with a conventional cholesterol-lowering statin drug. Those who got ezetimibe had much lower levels of LDL or bad cholesterol, but those who got cheaper niacin actually had clearer arteries. The study is being presented today at an American Heart Association meeting. It's the third recent study to cast doubt on the effectiveness of Zetia and Vytorin. Merck, the drug's maker, says doctors and patients should wait for the results of a much larger study, expected about 2 years from now. Richard Knox, NPR News.
A newspaper report says the radical Muslim imam who communicated with the suspect in the Fort Hood shootings claims he never pressured Major Nidal Hassan to harm Americans. But he is reported to deem the Fort Hood shootings acceptable under Islam because they were against a military target. Imam Anwar al-Awlaki was interviewed by a Yemeni journalist under contract with the Washington Post. Federal officials are expected to visit an Illinois prison today that could potentially be used to house Guantanamo Bay detainees. Governor Pat Quinn and Senator Dick Durbin are trying to build support for the sale, calling it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to create jobs. Republicans say bringing suspected terrorists to Illinois poses a threat to safety. They say it could encourage terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.